Today, we're breaking down exactly how to save for a house down payment while you're stuck paying high rent.
Which honestly feels like trying to fill a bucket that has a giant hole in the bottom.
It really does. Every time you finally set a little money aside, the first of the month just drains your progress.
And rent is so expensive right now. You look at your paycheck and wonder how anyone affords to buy a house.
You aren't doing the math wrong. The math is just incredibly difficult right now for average earners.
I think a lot of people just feel guilty. Like they buy too much coffee and that's why they rent.
That's a huge myth. The median reported monthly rent climbed to $1,200.
Right, and depending on where you live, $1,200 probably sounds like an amazing bargain.
Exactly. That's up from $1,000 in just 2022. It's a 10% annual increase.
So your rent goes up, but your paycheck definitely doesn't go up that fast.
No, it doesn't. And that creates a situation where about half of all renters are officially cost burdened.
Cost burdened means you're spending more than 30% of your income on housing, right?
Yes. And more than a quarter of renters are severely cost burdened, meaning half their paycheck goes to housing.
So if you're struggling to save for a house, you're completely normal. Half the country is in your boat.
Which brings us to the first massive roadblock, the 20% down payment myth.
This one stops so many people from even trying. 72% of renters think they need 20%.
Right. If you want a $400,000 house, 20% is $80,000.
Saving 80 grand while paying crazy rent is basically impossible for most of us.
But you don't need 20%. The median down payment for a first-time buyer is actually just 9%.
And you can go even lower than that, right? Like 3 or 5% for some conventional loans.
Exactly. FHA loans only require 3.5%. Lowering your target makes homeownership achievable much sooner.
You'll have to pay private mortgage insurance if you put down less than 20%, though.
You will. Your monthly payment will be higher, but saving $14,000 is way more realistic than $80,000.
Okay, so we lower the target, but people still want to dump everything into a house fund.
You can't do that. You absolutely have to build a basic emergency fund first.
It's tempting to skip it when you're desperate to get out of your apartment.
It is, but 27% of Americans have zero emergency savings.
And if you wipe out your savings for a down payment, one broken furnace puts you in massive debt?
Exactly. You need 3 to 6 months of living expenses first. Secure your safety net before you buy a house.
So once the emergency fund is set, how do we actually find the money for the house fund?
You use a behavioral economics trick called the Save More Tomorrow strategy.
I love this one because cutting your current budget hurts. It actually feels like you're losing something.